Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Perhaps the most popular session at our 41st annual National Right to Life Convention this past June was our presidential forum, which gave attendees the chance to hear firsthand from many of the Republican presidential candidates, all of whom are running as pro-life. Herman Cain, Representatives Ron Paul and Michelle Bachmann, former Senator Rick Santorum, and former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty all addressed our convention. All week on Pro-Life Perspective, we've been sharing with you excerpts from the candidates' remarks to the convention. You can watch all the speeches on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/nationalrighttolife. Today, we hear from former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, who joined the convention via Skype.
I really appreciated the slogan or the theme for this year's gathering, which is Bringing America Back to Life. It's a great theme of restoration and renewed promise and hope for our country, for our values, and for our principles. And I'm so delighted that you're gathered there to restore the culture of life. Mary and I are putting our heart and our soul into the effort to make sure that we get this country back on the right track. And I know you're doing your part as well as part of this convention and as part of the pro-life movement across America. We know that we're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, and principal among those are the right and privilege of life. And I want to thank you for standing for that most sacred and most cherished and most important of principles. The culture of life in America matters. It matters as a principle of faith. It matters as a cornerstone of our values, and it should matter and be reflected in our laws as well. I'm delighted by the progress that's been made in recent weeks and months by the pro-life movement across the country, including renewing the debate about the importance of not using taxpayer funding to fund abortions in this country or organizations that provide abortions. During my time as governor these last years, we made good progress in the pro-life movement in my state, including initiating and signing into law the Women's Right to Know legislation, initiating and signing into law the fetal pain legislation, initiating and signing into law the positive alternative to abortion legislation, and much more. We've worked hand in hand with the leading pro-life groups and Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life, the leading pro-life group in Minnesota. And I was delighted when the National Review Online, a conservative publication in our country, recently described me, based on results, not words, as probably the most pro-life candidate in the field for 2012. Again, I want to thank you so much for gathering for under this banner of bringing life back to America. You're doing the work of getting hearts and minds changed all across this country. And we know that laws reflect the hearts and minds of the people. And as we change more hearts and minds through advocacy, through love, through persuasion, and through good old-fashioned hard work, we're going to get the laws and the courts to follow, and we'll again be a fully pro-life nation because of your hard work and your principles and your values, which reflect America's principles and values. I look forward to seeing all of you down the trail. Again, thank you for the chance to address you this morning. I'm sorry I couldn't be there in person. We tried to make the schedule work, but I hope that through Skype technology, you know that we're with you in spirit, and we wanted to share this encouragement with you, and I hope to earn each of your support. God bless you, and have a great rest of the conference.
Again, that was former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty. Remember, you can watch all of the candidates' remarks at youtube.com/nationalrighttolife. If you feel like you missed out and would have liked to have been there, don't forget that next year's convention will be in Washington, D.C., June 28th, 29th, and 30th. With all the excitement that next year's presidential election is sure to bring, the Washington, D.C. convention will be a can't-miss opportunity full of engaging and informative high-profile speakers, a wide variety of displays and booth exhibits, and a full array of workshops led by the very best pro-life grassroots leaders. I encourage you to make plans now to attend NRLC 2012 here in Washington, D.C. next June 28th through the 30th, and I challenge you to bring along two or three others to join in the fight for innocent human life.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.